Reaper Bassomatic 76 is the tool that lets you use the whole bass with no fish waste without scaling, cutting, or gutting. Here's how it works. Catch a bass, remove the hook, and drop the bass. That's the whole bass into the Super Bassomatic 76. Now adjust the control dial so that that bass is blended just the way you like it.
This is the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
You know, with all the people running for mayor in this town, why don't we just bring Aykroyd in to run the city? Adopt him as a native Chicagoan, make him the honorary mayor, and let him run things. Ladies and gentlemen, the legend, Dan Aykroyd.
Gentlemen, a strong word, but just hearing the music and thinking about Chicago, look what Chicago has given this planet. Look, I mean, the electrified blues, the great sports legacies, the architecture. You see the great architects of the world displayed before you, Louis Sullivan and Johnson and Frank Lloyd right there at the joint in the river near the greatest nightclub in the world, the House of Blues Estate in Dearborn. I mean, you know, people come from all over the world because of Buddy Guy's legends and just the blues legacy alone.
Exactly right.
The beauty of the city, the river, the concrete beach. It sounds like it's a great day there, 70-some degrees.
Yeah,
where I am, it's been like Mississippi, 100 degrees. That's up in eastern Ontario. Just wild.
It's a wacky weather, wacky time, but it's always a pleasure to speak to you. Actually, you know, before we talk about this exhibit in Saturday Night Live, I was thinking about you when I saw that Clooney made $1 billion on his tequila, because you have been a pioneer specifically in vodka for some time now, and I was hoping for your own billion to come in. Tell me about Skull Vodka.
Well, thank you so much. I mean, that kind of number is what they, you know, that's the kind of number everyone would like to shoot for. But Skull is a beautiful, valuable company because, you know, we don't use terpenes, glycerol, sugar. We are finding in our demographic that ladies like it because it's clean. And also our target demographic, we did some surveys, people who have college degrees like it. The smart people like it. They like to drink clean. And in fact, we have some great accounts in Chicago where you can get it. They're selling it at hip accounts where people come in. They're a little upscale. They want to spend a little more, treat themselves at the end of the week by buying the superior Skull Vodka. We make it in Newfoundland, Canada. And it's just clean. And our notes are sweet, vanilla, dry, crisp, with a kick of heat off the finish. My truck left the highway when I heard those notes. And Progress Bar and Halstead, Roscoe's Tavern has it. Music Box Theater, Hydrate, Hamburger Mary's, Berlin, Whiskey Business.
Look,
the Matchbox and Silver Palm, great. The Vinici's Pizza, you can't beat that. Wakamono, which is really neat. That they're featuring a vodka there because it's not known as like a vodka place. Cheesy's Pub and Grill, Aaron's Thighs Restaurant.
Look,
these are all
you.
Like they serve. They're either serving great music or great food, and that's what Skull Vodka likes to hook ourselves up with.
Quality. Got a website you want to mention?
That's what we're using. Quality elements, and we like to be with quality people purveying it. Quality spots like
course.
Wood on North Halstead, Emporium Logan Square. Again, these are places that are serving great food and great
just
music.
Just off the top of Dan Aykroyd's head.
That's where you can get it.
That was great.
What's the website?
It's www.crystalheadvodka.com, and what's interesting, you get on there and you see the things that artists are doing with the bottle. We've got thousands of pictures of what artists are doing. You know, one of them sent me, you know, photos of a black skull with a zipper going all the way up.
Was that my grandmother? Did my grandmother send that
one.
In?
They fill it with a model airplane glue, Smarties, colored sand. I've seen one look like the Coldstream Guards. They put hats on them, patches on them, Santa hats.
Dan, I just wish you were passionate about the product. I wish you cared. That's all.
Well, it's funny what they do with the bottle. And I have a barn here with 300. The company's 10 years old. We're still alive. A miracle after 10 years in that business. But it's because of our quality and people like it. And we have repeat buyers.
Sure.
But I got 300 skulls.
Sure.
300 skulls empty because the parties over the years, I do drink the product in moderation. But I have these blasts in the winter and the summer, and
I'll bet.
I wish I had a camera. I could show you this wall of skulls. I think I'm
just
going to
come by the house. I'll come by the house. Listen, I'm going to swing by. Come by the house after the show. We are live in the SNL.
I could have you. Let's see the float plane. I could pick you up at Midway. Have you at the lake here within about maybe under 2 hours.
Done.
Under two hours. Have you right at my
done. And I'll bring in Portillo's. So, you know, at least I'm bringing something to the party.
Spectacular.
All right. So when you get stopped, when people stop you, they want to talk
about
SNL.
I was just recently.
Well, the police, of course. I understand.
Yes.
Listen, you're going to beat that charge.
Have interesting encounters there.
When you get stopped and people want to talk about SNL, what do they bring up? What character?
Well, I get, you know, different ones. I get Fred Garvin, male.
Right. Fred Garvin, male prostitute.
You will be spared when my species overtakes your miserable planet, Steve Kaufman. You and your assistant and staff will be placed on the protected roles. I will destroy the planet, but I will save WGN only in the city of Chicago.
That's my favorite.
Hey Dan, we've been talking.
I feel like a conehead. Of all the characters I've ever played in the career, I've been, you know, most fortunate to work with great collaborators. That's why the career has been so fulfilling. Great people worked with, but great collaborators on Conehead. Really had a lot of fun. Lauren produced that, of course. That's my favorite character of all. I would do a sitcom as that character. And I'm not a big fan of doing sitcoms. I like watching them, but not doing them. But I would do that. I would come every week.
Hey, that's tremendous. Well, it's a great character.
Dan, you've been asking former cast members and current cast members about their sort of origin story, what they remember about getting hired on the show on Saturday Night Live. For you, it's a well-documented story about how you guys came from, Second City and other places and to start the program. Do you remember how you got hired to be on Saturday Night Live?
How about this? Do you remember the 70s?
Well, the 70s, there's a lot of it's a blur. Of course, a lot of it I've had erasure to take a lot of it out. You know, I go to the erase, you know, the mind erasers. Remove this one. Remove that one. Oh, no, let me keep that. Or her? Maybe. And so that gets done. But what happened was John came up to raid for Lampoon. He came up to grab Gilda and me and a few others out of Second City in Toronto. He blew through the door of Second City on a wintry February night, underdressed in a driver's cap and a wool knit sweater and sneakers and jeans with the pack of Marlboros and a scarf thrown around him. He looked like a theater director, which I believe he would have become had he lived. And he came in and it's a wash of snow, and he was like a silhouette. It was like this magic figure silhouetted by the nightlight in Toronto that night when we were doing a set at Second City. Walked in, he did the set with us. Of course, hilarious, came back to the 505, and that night, this was 1973 and a half, kind of, and we concocted the Blues Brothers that night. So when we came to Saturday Night Live, we had already met, John and I. Uh-huh. And we already concocted the Blues Brothers, and we were already looking at records and an idea of doing an act. And Lauren got wind of this, that the two of us already had, you know, kind of formed a team and a cabal already almost. And he said, I can't hire both of them. I got to hire one or the other, because I don't want two of these artists against me in decisions. You know, he anticipated that would happen, and it did.
Right.
And so he said he didn't want to hire both of us, but Tom Davis and Gilda Radner and Al Franken. John was the first hire. They were going to hire him, me secondary, even though I'd worked with Lauren and we had a past and a good past and a good relationship. And I talked with him about doing the show years before. In the end, he was going to favor John, and it was Gilda and Franken and Davis that said that lobbied for me to be hired. So they really weighed in on me. Had they not, I probably would be. I'd be in the snowplow business. I'd have a fleet of them, but I would be in that business.
Right. You'd be solid. You know, it was a ritual, and I know you know this, but Saturday nights, no matter how popular you were as a kid, you would hustle back to the house to make sure you were there by 10:30 in the Midwest or 11:30 on the East Coast to see Saturday Night Live. Do you remember what it felt like that first show? When I think the show was just called Saturday Night, right?
Yeah, I do. I was just at the opening of the National Comedy Center, and they asked me that, of course. That's an incredible facility, by the way, in Jamestown, New York. It's Lucille Ball's hometown. And wow, what a digital interface they have with the audience. It's so academically set up. It's just beautiful research.
In the middle of nowhere, in southern New York.
Lake Chautauqua. It's very sacred. Lilydale, New York is also there, America's psychic community. Chautauqua Institution were these Baptist tents, and now there's all all these multi-millionaire mansions and the sure. old Athenaeum Hotel, a beautiful old tomb on Lake Chautauqua. Seward was from there, you know, the cabinet minister under Lincoln yeah. around there. It's there's a lot of history there, but it's not a bad drive from Chicago, and I encourage all your listeners out there, anybody who wants to write comedy, perform comedy, wants to know about comedy, wants to, as that as a career, I would say flock to the National Comedy Center in Jamestown.
I agree.
Because the way they
I
lay
agree.
It out, it makes you, it really makes you realize how difficult it is to make it, first of all, the quality that's necessary, but also what happens when you do make it and how huge one can become touching a comic nerve in the world, like Jonathan Winters or George Carlin. And they asked me that,
Lucy.
And I'm not sure what the answer is.
I have one. Dan, it's a well-known story in Chicago. It's mythical, the idea of you guys being at Second City in Chicago and then having a bar across the street in Old Town that you would go to when everything else closed. Is that true? Was there a speakeasy that nobody knew about, that there was a password and a knock on a door that guys like you and John Belushi would
sure.
host?
Sure, absolutely, yeah. You know, like the limousines were lined up, and the armor would go up, and I'd close it at 10:30 in the morning. In the morning, but the Comedy Center encouraged people to go to. I really do. It's really great. And you asked me a question leading to that. I got lots there. What was the question you asked me? I'm sorry.
I think the question was, do you remember the first episode?
Oh yeah, right. The Wyatts. Yeah. Because I got carried away thinking about that great experience down there, and everybody's got to go there. Yeah, sure. George Carlin's daughter was there, and that's what I wanted to. Hey, I got my train of thought back. That's pretty good at 66. Everybody out there.
Yeah,
I always get the train of thought back. Yeah, George Carlin's daughter was there. And I remember they asked me that, and I remember vividly standing under the audience and looking up at the stage and going, you know, and Carlin doing his monologue and thinking, this is really going well. Now I've got a sketch coming up. Garrett and I have to play thieves that break into a house and show you, you know, how vulnerable your house is. If this doesn't go well, that it's the end. If it goes well, could be good. And so we were just really nervous, went on, got the laughs, come off, and the audience reacted, and I thought, this could be great. Now, Lorne Wisely asked NBC, hey, I'm not going to do one or two of these. You got to give me at least seven. And so by the time the seventh one was on, we were on our way. But yes, I got asked that a lot, and I just so excited about the Comedy Center that I got off on that tangent.
No, it's understandable. And nobody alive in 1975 said, oh, yeah, 40 years. Yeah, they got 40 years in them. The audience, one question for Mr. Aykroyd. Shoot your hand up if anybody wants to say hi to Dan and has a question for one of the great legends. And one of your questions could be, can I have some free skull vodka? Mention
sure.
that website again, Dan, if you would.
Our World Wide Web, crystalheadvodka.com, and again, Wood, Music Box Theater, Hydrate, Hamburger Mary's, Berlin Whiskey Business, The Match and Silver Palm, Venice Pizza, Wakamono, Cheesy's Pub and Grill, Arun's Thai Restaurant, Reggie's Music Point, Joint, Emporium, Logan Square, Roscoe's Tavern, Progress Bar, gotta plug my beautiful vendors here, you know, who've gotten behind the product. And what you get at each one of those places is great music or great food or both.
Or both. We have a little boy named David who's always been a big fan, who's got a limp.
How often do you make it back to Chicago, and when are you touring next as the Blues Brothers?
I'm going to be in town on August 28th at the House of Blues for, I think it's
right
the
next door, people.
Party that Mr. Belushi's arranged us to play at, and but it will be at that wonderful Opera Hall of the Blues, which we were so happy to, with many people, to construct and place there in Chicago. It is one of the greatest venues in the world. We don't have enough blues music in it, but you see, radio generally is not real good to the blues, and also, you know, we've got to encourage people to listen to it and go out and see the artists. And
yep.
You know, if I wanted to fill that music hall, I'd have to have four headliners instead of one blues headliner. You know, in the old days, you could just put Otis Clay in there.
You're right, though, especially in Chicago. Chicago to Memphis, Memphis to Chicago and back. It's a great blues trail, but we need to do it all over. All right, look, we kept it way longer than we should have. We appreciate
the
time.
No problem. Yeah, you guys, there's this Saturday Night Live thing going on at the Museum of Broadcast Communications
right,
in Chicago.
We're sitting, baby, facility. Right here.
Yeah, another great facility. And yeah, I think they're honoring Lorne, and they've got a Coneheads costume there, and I think a Bass-O-Matic, and some great talent's going to be there. Amy Poehler, Alex Moffat, Tracy Morgan, Seth Meyers. I wish I could make it, but can't wait till I get back to Chi-Town. That's going to be great. I'll just remember you're from 100 miles away.
That's exactly right. Just remember, you'll always be my favorite male prostitute.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
and
again,
thank you. National Comedy Center.
National Comedy Center, had to
get that. Yeah, and you know, you guys are great to plug the vodka and everything. But I'm not selling used battery acid here. it's clean. It's clean. It's good. And as I say, what I do is I take two shots of it and I squeeze tangerine juice in there into a tumbler and ice and I stir it around, and that's the Crystal Driver. And I think
that's lunch.
What's that?
That's lunch. That's lunch, what you just described right there.
Well, yeah, you know, after the yard arm, after the sun hits the yard arm and the shadow falls on the helm, that kind of thing. Yeah, sure. Everything in moderation.
All right. Be well, my friend. Be well. Be well. And thank you for doing this. It's Dan Aykroyd.
Sure.
What's coming up here in just a couple of minutes?
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Dan Aykroyd, he's a national treasure. Isn't that great?